there's a movement out by a bunch of people, maybe 0.0, compared to the population, it's small, but there's a bunch of people that understand that you just don't play the game anymore. The only way to win is not play the game, because it's a Draco Ma drama game. Now, it's hard not to play the game, because as you withdraw from the game, the devil's gonna try everything in the book to pull you back into the game, right? So most people can't withdraw from the game because they have children, they're married, they have jobs, life, health, doctors, dentist. I'll give an example. So I go to the dentist and they say, well, we'll have to get to see you on Friday, you know. And then they call me on Thursday and say, well, do you have any shortness of breath? Do you have any this? Make sure you wear a mask. And I'm sitting here thinking, a mask? They're going to be working in my mouth. What do you mean wear a mask? It's a dentist office. Long story short, it's so stupid. It's ridiculous. So even if you withdraw from the game and you say, I'm not going to wear a mask, but you got to go to the dentist, or you got to go to the doctor, or you got to go to the grocery store or whatever. The devil is going to do anything he can to pull you back in the game. The system is going to try to pull you. As long as you're walking down here, it's almost impossible to escape the game. So it's just like the cartoon Reboot. If you watch Reboot, the devil's so crazy, he will crash the whole system. If a lot of people say, I'm not playing the game anymore. I mean, there's a movement. There's a lot of people say, well, we're just not going to play the game. We know it. We see through the game. We're not playing anymore. So the devil crashes the whole system. Okay, so you don't want to play the game? We'll just crash the whole system. And the game is to get you in stress and turmoil and fear and doubt and worry and all that. Only way you're going to escape the game is in Christ, walk by faith, and then you learn, okay, so the devil wants me to play the game, and he'll use different people to try to get you back in the game, right? And so the only way you're going to escape the game is pretend to be in the game. See, when you get one of these agents coming at you, trying to stir you up, it's all an act. It's not even real. Play the game. But play the game by being disconnected from it. You don't have to be emotionally tied to the system or tied to the game. But as long as you try to escape apart from Christ, resting in Jesus, the devil's going to crash the whole. You actually saw it. There is a strong movement about not playing the game, because you see the red versus blue, the left versus the right, the he said, she said, the drama. I mean, you see it. So the secret is step out of the game. But once you step out of the game, all Hades breaks loose to pull you back in. So one of the ways to overcome it is to just play a role. Pretend to play the game. God knows your heart, that you don't want to be in it, but you know the devil's like an AI program. He's looking for something to upset you with, and he just keeps hitting you. It's just like these emails. It blew my mind when it all fit together. So they send all these emails to you, right? To see what you are interested in. Or they send all these texts, or they send all these whatever. To try to provoke you, to pull you in, to get you tied into something, you know? See what would upset you, what irritates you, whatever. It's just like a narcissist. They're trying to find an area to irritate you with, you know. The narcissist never stops. And so the devil, the spirit of the Antichrist, as a fractal, never stops. It is a trip. It blows your mind. Your ever living mind. And so the god of this world is the devil, right? And so it's his system. And so as long as you're in his system, he wants you to play the game. So you can make a choice. You can try to escape the game, which is impossible, as long, especially if you live in the city. Now, if you live out on an island somewhere, it might be possible. But if you live in a city, it's impossible. So what you do, I'll give an example of how the devil plays these games. He will find anything. So I had a bill due, and all of a sudden, one of my downloads from one of my apps, one of my gigs, I pulled it up on the bank, it was there, I pulled it back up, it was gone. Another app showed me missing like $1,600, gone. So I emailed them, and they said, "Oh, we're sorry, we had this problem." And it's like, whether it's banking, whether it's your apps, whether it's your mortgage company, whether it's they harass you with emails, they harass you in your mailbox, sending you mail in your mailbox. Call us, we'll buy your house. It's not for sale. What are you talking about? Why do you send me something every week? Call us. We'll pay cash for it. Why? I didn't ask for you. It's not for sale. And it's like, why do they keep harassing you? They harass you in emails and lies and text online, gang stalking. They harass you. If they can't get you through email to respond, they try to harass you actually sending mail to your mailbox. And it's like, it's non-stop. They don't stop. And then the city will post something on your door or something. Or something will come up. And it's like, okay, I can't escape the game, so I'll just play the game. But not be emotionally attached to the game. Like right now, there's a car out in the middle of the street in front of the house. Why? There's a car right in front of the house, out in the middle of the street. Why? Every day is something. You're trying to build a sanctuary. Oh yeah, right in front of my house. As soon as I get out of the car. There's no reason for that. I talked to somebody, a couple people in the last few days, and they're not, you know, they talk about struggles, you know, that's what the devil's trying to do. Find something that you think is a struggle and just put you under that pressure. there's one way to overcome it. I'm not saying I'm perfect, and I've learned how to deal with it. So my I'm learning. And here's what I'm learning. I'm not saying I perfected it yet. When something hits you, like a tidal wave, right? Like you're, it's like you're, a, this is the way life is. You're a body ship and you have tidal waves hit you. So when something hits you like a tidal wave, how do you overcome it? You tell yourself the truth. You don't tell yourself the lie. You tell yourself the truth, that God is in control and God is always making a way. He won't put more on you than you can bear. And so you overcome the devil with truth. So the devil's trying to hit you with all these fear darts and all this stuff. You overcome it with truth. I mean, he will hit you with some serious stuff. Court stuff, job stuff, health stuff. I mean, anything he can hit you with, he's going to hit you with it. You've got to be ready. And the only way you're going to be ready is memorize some scripture and start telling, when that thought hits you, the devil knows your tendencies. And when that thought hits you, counteract that thought with some truth. A lot of times people are married and they might, well, my spouse is cheating on me. And it's probably not true, but sometimes it is. But if it's not, where did that thought come from? So you counteract it with the truth, you know? And if you're saved and your spouse is saved, say, I had this thought coming in my mind. Where do you think it came from? Now, if they're spirit-filled, they'll say it probably came from something, this, that, and other, or whatever. But if they're not, or if they're guilty, they'll get mad. But say, I mean, if you sit down and have communication, you solve the problem. But if you don't talk about it, it just builds up, you know? I don't even know what the title is. Maybe this is one of two videos.